And this is going to be for entity busting. There'll be water designed to help you release entities from your body. And typically this water will be used just for tonight. So you don't want to hoard it and only have one sip now and hang on to it for a week. This is for tonight only. So get maybe 8-12 ounces of water ready. And we'll do some talking as you're doing this right now. And this is the first thing we'll do for tonight is entity busting. So the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. And it's here now to help the planet in the ascension process. Remember, the planet spirit did not ascend last time, 2,000 years ago. And it's kind of been here and done that, a 4,000-year cycle, and now it's choosing to leave. So it's going to eighth-dimensional reality. And for those of you out there who are willing to work on yourselves, which means clearing out your emotional baggage from all of your ancestral belief patterns, say for the last 4,000 years, and maybe even further, then you're able to take your body with you for the ascension process. It's not a given. It's not an automatic thing. It's not having someone else do the work for you. It's actually getting into yourself and clearing yourself out of the traumas that prevent your spirit from being fully in your body for the ascension process. And like I say, on most shows, most people are only 20% in their bodies, which means that that's not enough to ascend yourself. You can't just take your left or right foot with you for ascension. Your whole body has to go with. And once you do the clearings and are able to come more present into your body, then you feel much more energy in your body. You can heal yourself much easier and faster. And you actually are connected to the divinity of who you're supposed to be. We'll be doing this special water charging, so I think it's probably, I'll just wait a second here. Feels like people still are coming online here. So again, if you're brand new right now, you just came on, get some water ready, 8 to 12 ounces. Get one glass of water. This will be used for this evening. And this will be for releasing entities from you. It's especially charged water by the light beings to help you release these from your physical body. So I'd like you to scroll down on your screen. You can click on my site, Creation Lightship Healing. Go down, and you're going to see a light being underneath the blinking flower. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, then just bring up either the light being or the lightship insignia. Either one will work fine for you. And we're going to energize these two pictures for you right now. And these energies will be with you throughout the show here, helping you do some healing work. So here we go. We're going to start bringing some energy into these here. So if you have the light beam in front of you, just kind of watch the eyes of the light beam. Watch the rays around the head. You're going to see that the head probably start to float, become more three-dimensional. It'll start to look real to you because it will be a conscious being looking at you and radiating its life force energy throughout this picture. And once you start to feel it, you're going to feel the heart connection. It'll just be very wonderful. This is the divinity. Remember, you're a part of all these beings that we bring in because you're made up of the same stuff. You're made up of the 12 source energies that created everything. And some people resonate with maybe one or more of these energies more than others. This is why some people have a better connection, say, to maybe Archangel Michael versus maybe Saint Germain or Mother Mary, because these energies are probably more integrated in you, so you may resonate more with them. But regardless, you're made up of 12 source energies, and what you're seeing now is a combination of all these 12 coming in through the light beam from the creation light shift that created you. So if you all have your water in front of you right now, put the water in front of you and put one hand on each side of it, and you should feel this wonderful heart connection with this light beam. I'm going to put some music on, and you're going to feel the energy move down your hands into your fingertips, into your palm chakras, and this is going to help you release energies out of you. So here we go. Just kind of hold on to the glass of water. It'll take about a minute here to energize. And kind of take note how your body's feeling with this process. The water feels very good to me now. So if you'd like, have some of your water. You might even want to, you know, maybe drink about five swallows of it if you can. And you're going to feel maybe these little Klingons, energy start leaving you. All different names for them. But these are emotional bodies, typically of people who have passed on. And they're with you, sharing your life, which they shouldn't be, but they're enjoying having a body to come into. These are what you call ghosts. And again, feel the experience. You might want to get up and just walk around a little bit. Check your body out. See if any of your aches or pains have left you. Remember, they get attracted to that. If you work in a hospital, that's probably one of the worst places to actually be, because naturally that's where there's a lot of trauma. Even if you're like an ambulance driver or something, that would be EMT. That would be probably another place to pick up entities very, very easily, because they're all around. They live on that energy. So if you're in the energy field, of course, they're going to take a look at you also. So have your water. If you wish to comment on the fast chat, you can, on how you feel, what it's done for you. I'm going to do another clearing right now. And you may want to drink the rest of your water maybe in 10 or 15 minutes. And we're going to do an emotional healing. This is for people who've had like a bad hair day today. And we're just going to pick today here to clean out these energies. So here we go. Kind of take note of how your day has been. If it's been not too good, you're going to feel better about it after we get done with this clearing here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And let me just do a scan here. Do it one more time for some of you out there who've had a more difficult day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. That feels great. So that's an emotional clearing. And we're going to do a feeling body. There's people who don't necessarily live in their emotions, but they do live in their feelings. These are two separate bodies, although they may kind of seem similar to you. Here we go. Feeling body. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. And I'll do it one more time. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. Now we're going to work on our pain body. Now we'll start with... maybe from the hips on down here. And then we'll work with our stomach area, intestines, and work our way up heart and lungs. So here we go. So below the waist, we'll call that, pain body. So if you have any pain there, leg pain, ankle pain, this should help you. So this is for today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do it one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to be working up with your intestines, your stomach area, maybe your liver, your kidneys, reproductive organs. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do it one more time here. There's some energies out there that I feel with people. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And it could also be for someone who has an ulcer, so I'm feeling energies here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we're going to go up to your lungs and your heart area. Same process here. Pain body, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we're going to go above your shoulders, arms, neck, and head. Pain body, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one other body here. These are just samples that I do. I do your whole lifetime, same basic process here. And we're going to do a trauma body. This is for people who have a lot of stuff happening. They may or may not know about it. but it does affect you, even if it's in the past. Remember, you are living a past life. Everything that you're dealing with right now, this moment, and throughout your whole lifetime is from the past. So from the day that you come from your mother, your first breath here, at that point you're living the past life of all of your ancestors. And then what happens is, as you start becoming more awake, we'll say, more conscious, consciousness living, having a mind and free will, then all of a sudden your body wants to start to clear itself. That can start at maybe the age 2 or 3 and then move forward to where you are right now. So you're living strictly past lives of your ancestors' belief systems. That's why in the older days, people waited to have a child and they worked on themselves a whole bunch, and they had children at a much later time in their life so that the child would be pure than they would be. This is what should have happened with us in this 2,000-year cycle, but somehow the Galactic Federation chose not to have teachings come down here, unfortunately, so we did not have that information brought to us. So this is your trauma body. So remember I said if you have traumas in your lifetime, they're always with you until you change the energy. And you have to balance the energy out. So that you're living traumas typically of the past, and they may recycle over and over again in your life. So here we go, trauma body. And this is just for today. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do it one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next body that we're going to do is a mental body. And this is for people who've had maybe just a bad day mentally. Maybe they are doing so much work that their mind just feels frazzed. So this is going to help you right now. Here we go, mental body clearing for today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. A sensory body is how your physical body looks at living on this earth plane, okay, how you take in the energy. Actually, we all have our own senses. You know, we eat food and taste it. We touch things. We see things. We hear things, etc. So this is your sensory body, and it could be overloaded now. So we're going to clear it out for this day. Today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, balancing it out. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll do another clearing here. Somebody has... I requested here to do a clearing of maybe parental cordings, okay? So we'll do this clearing for today. So if your parents called you or you feel like you've been corded by them, they still could be connected to you even though they may not be living. Remember, the energy stays here. So we're going to release that from you today. So we're going to do your father first of all. So here we go, parental cording. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do your mother's energy. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, a lot of stuff happening there energetically here. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so I'd like you all to get up now, maybe take another glass of water, you know, another sip of your water for the entities, and I'd like you all to get up and walk. Walk for probably about 2 minutes, and bend over, twist, stretch, because you want to feel this energy working in your body. Your body will tell you how this healing is doing, so please get up and walk around. And this is actually very beneficial for you. You might feel your back maybe pop back into place. You might feel bones do some cracking and stuff. And that's perfectly normal as the tension is being released from you. And the walking is very, very important. Twist, stretch, bend over, do some jumping jacks, whatever you think you may need to do. Thank you. or just keep walking and bend over and stretch, twist back and forth. You can come back and sit down now if you're not already sitting down. And we're going to do another clearing here. This is another sample clearing. And we're going to do a clearing. Somebody recommended here on the fast chat to do a clearing for the church, okay? So that'll be interesting. We'll do that for today here. So if you have any dogma programming that's maybe affecting you in your life today, you're going to see how this has affected you. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Kind of take note how your body's responding right now. Remember, you could have given an oath to a church, a pledge, or something. Maybe you're going to church and maybe you're 60 years of age now. Maybe, you know, when you went to church when you were 12, you know, you had to give some kind of special creed or something, you know. Allegiance, any of these things, and that still pertains to you today until you get rid of the energy. So we're going to release it today from you so you can see how you feel. Here we go. Again, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is pretty heavy stuff. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do it some more, boy. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, just see how you feel again. Sit back and contemplate. Remember, the whole process here is to see how you feel and to understand what you're connected to. Remember, these are all judgment energies. The divine doesn't judge, and that will not affect you. Remember, love energy will never harm you in any way. But the judgment energy will actually put you in your grave, basically. They'll kill you because of this dense energy. This is all mind energy that we're releasing from you. More clearing here on the church energy. It's pretty negative here. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This almost feels like spell energy. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Entrapment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is just for today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we can gratefully thank our wonderful Galactic Federation, our Space Brothers, for bringing this to us here. So here we go. Here's some more music. See how your body's feeling. It should feel much better right now as energy is being lifted from you. Allowing you to think more clearly, more freely. I'd probably recommend this healing for everyone to go through their whole lifetime. In some light energy now to help you out. This last one here, like I said, was very, very heavy duty. It's very, very negative. The God energy that the Federation brought to us that people believe in is all these negative ETs out there just taking your energy from you. And unfortunately, that's how they brought it here, so that you would pray to them, honor them, and they in turn, when you connect to them through your prayers, they in turn connect back to you again, taking your energy. And a lot of times it actually numbs your mind out. So you don't know what you're really doing. You're like a zombie. And you go to church every Sunday because that's what you're told to do. And then actually that connects you more and more, especially when you get into group prayers and things. So here we go. We're going to bring in some divine energy from the light being on from the creation light shift. This is true source energy. So we're going to show you the difference here. You all know what I'm sure God energy feels like as you have been to church, I'm sure, more than once. We're going to bring in one at a time the 12 source energy that actually created you. This is not Federation energy. This is not UFO energy. This is pure creation energy. So bring the light beam up on your screen if you wish, or you can bring up the light ship insignia. I'm going to go to the light ship insignia myself. It's about a third down on your scroll bar. Just go down past the light beam and it'll come up right there. And we're going to bring in creative source energy number one. And this is going to be very enlightening for all of you. And you're going to probably resonate with maybe one of these more than the others. It makes no difference. It's just what you're in tune to more, okay? But all these energies created you. And they're equally powerful. So here comes number one. And like I say before, the light ship is running this show here, so they're doing what they want to do for you, for divine healing. So here we go. Source energy number one. I have no script in front of me, so it's just in the moment, 100%. Here it comes. I'm going to count to 10. The reason why I count to 10 is to command the energy to come down here. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, this feels great to me. Nice hard energy. I like you just to sit back and relax and feel this beautiful energy of one of the creative sources here. I'll put some music on again so you can just enjoy this energy. And then we'll bring in each one of the other energies one at a time here. You might want to write down on a piece of paper how your body feels. Okay, source energy number two. This is what Jesus brought here when he walked the earth, all these energies at once. Here comes number two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, number three, source energy, coming in, counting again to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, energy number four is coming in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Divine source energy number five is now going to come in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number six energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, take notes of how you feel with these. Each one may be a little different. number 7, divine energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These are the energies that created you. And they always come in the same energy in the same order. Here's number 8 coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These only connect to your heart center, never with the mind. The light ship never created mind energy. Mind energy is the darkness energy on this planet brought to us by our space brothers. Divine source energy number 10 is coming in. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Divine source energy number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Last one, number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. okay, now we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus as he walked the earth, and he'll bring in the 12 source energies. And here he comes. Just sit back and relax. This will be the energy that he brought in about the age of 21. Here he comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can watch the light beam or the lightship insignia right now. And you're going to feel this wonderful energy just come pouring out of these pictures here on your monitor screen. Open your heart up. Ask your heart to be open. Ask your spirit to connect. And you're going to have a wonderful healing. Request a healing now for yourself. Now we'll do a chakra opening for all of you. So I'll make sure that they're aligned right. They should be, yeah, they all feel perfectly fine. So we're going to open you up to some more energy here. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin to increase it. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So you should feel really balanced right now. And you should already be in your heart. But we'll do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First one is your heart. And I think you're probably all in your heart right now anyway. But just to make sure, we're going to get you down in there again. The energy is still with you coming out these beautiful life forms on your monitor screen, either the light beam or the light ship insignia. So we're going to drop you down. Your awakening consciousness, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So this has been a wonderful evening so far. I will mention this coming Tuesday on the 11th at 5:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time, we're having a question and answer kind of get-together on a conference line. I'll give you the number right now, then you can also maybe go on the fast chat and get it too. But the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. That's this coming Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to do another healing here. And what we're going to do is a healing that's going to bring you into the moment. Remember, our mind takes us out of the moment into the past or into the future. So we're going to first do a healing from people who are in the future. And you could be in both areas at once. So here we go. We're going to bring you back. We're going to go back 1 month from now in the future and coming back. So from 4 weeks to 3 weeks, and you may feel energy moving, and you can figure out exactly where you are in the future. So here we go, from 4 to 3. I'll just count from 10 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now from 3 to 2. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And from 2 weeks to 1 week. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and from 1 week to right now, this very present moment. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now we're going to reverse that process, do the same thing, but we're going to now take people from who are living in the past, yesterday, okay? And here we go, 4 weeks ago to the third week, kind of monitor the energy. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, now from 2 weeks to 3 weeks. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, from 1 week to 2 weeks, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and from 1 week, put you in the moment here, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So again, check out your body energy. You're probably going to actually feel it more in your mind as you're able to be more present, okay? Your mind won't feel as scattered. Remember, what you want to do initially is to connect your mind to your heart, and then once you're in the heart center, at some point, you start expanding that out, and the mind will stay there, and then your whole body will become heart energy, and the mind can be working through the heart. The way it is now, it's basically separated. You have your mind doing all the work because it's very egotistical, and the heart kind of like steps back. And for most people, they've had their heart trampled a lot, so when this happens, the heart doesn't want to come forward, which is where your spirit lives. This is why the emotional healing is so important to have done. Okay, we're going to do a fear healing now. So if any of you deal with fear, we're going to do a sample here. Remember, I do these for your whole lifetime, too. I go from the present time back to conception. So we're going to do a fear healing, and we'll do this for the last week here. So we'll go 7 days ago. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day ago, yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and for today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So again, I'd like you just to kind of sit back and relax and look at situations that you dealt with maybe during this last week and just see how you feel about them now. See if you're out of that fear mode. See how you feel about these energies emotionally. Should feel like you're more relaxed, being able to look at these energies, these situations, and you shouldn't be quite as traumatized. Sample healing before we kind of sign off here. This will be a healing about sadness. And here we go. This will be for today only. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. We'll do another healing on betrayal for today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another healing that we will do will be on, let me see what I can pull out of the hat here. Neglect from your own spirit, of you not connecting to it. There's a lot of sadness there from a lot of people, feeling that they actually betrayed their spirit by not talking to it. So we'll do this clearing here so that you can be a little more in balance with your own divinity. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll do a clearing kind of similar from being separated from the true source energy. This is the energy that you were probably taught to connect with, which isn't the source energy, but the Galactic Federation's duality energy that they brought here. And this, again, is like the biggest betrayal of your lifetime. Here we go. Releasing this energy from you today. So you can be happy and feel that wonderful connection to your spirit and be out of guilt. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So we have special events happening. Every Monday and Friday we have our 1 hour conference call for $20. If you're interested in having a lightship experience, you can do so. Tomorrow night we're going to the lightship, and it'll be a wonderful experience for all of you. We normally go up for probably 15-20 minutes, and the beautiful light beings will do physical healings on you. And so, be prepared for that. And I'll be signing off here in a minute. I'm trying to see if we have any questions here. Somebody asked about living next to a church. So I'll just comment on that. I don't know if I'd want to be next to a church for what I know now. Remember, they're using energies, typically vortex energies, portals, wormholes, stargates, etc., to bring in these dark forces here in the name of good. So, I would not like to be next to a church. I think probably all you who understand that would agree with me also. But, where you are is where you are. So that's where you are. So anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you, And we'll bring in the energy again of the 12 source energies in Jesus through this beautiful insignia right now. And it'll be activated for the next half an hour for all of you to enjoy. So here it comes, these energies. And Jesus will bring these 12 energies through, which he brought here 2,000 years ago. And I'll count to 10 as they come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And in the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, it starts off with contact is all it takes, which is true. You have to connect to your spirit. And at the very end of the phrase, song, you know, that one of the phrases is, and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in, basically. And when you sense a change, nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. So this is very profound words. And like I say, also from the song of Thick as a Brick, Jethro Tull, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I really hope that this show here is giving you something to ponder and to think about. Remember, stay in your heart center and connect with who you are, which is only in your heart. It's not outside of yourself. This is the whole show from the Creation Lightship, why they're here to help you. And you must do the work yourself to connect to your own spirit. They cannot do it for you. This is a conscious choice that you need to do, is separate from your mind energy and to stay in your heart. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll do some lightship healing. Good evening.